Queens of the Court!
Yeah!
Sheila B!
Yeah, don't do that.
I know.
She looks at you like she wants to eat you for lunch.
I have no idea. This is your idea.
Step off that bitch.
Get it, girl.
Delicious.
Late night. Get wasted.
Yo, I love me some good D.
Creepy.
Using.
I don't know what to do, though.
Uncut. Queens of the Court.
Queens of the Court podcast.
Hello.
You.
It's the Queens of the Court podcast.
What up?
Queens of the Court podcast.
Queens of the Court.
We're the king-size queens.
I'm John Anson.
I'm Paul Jafrida.
Hey, what up?
We're excited to be here with you today to talk about women's basketball and at all. What is that? You know, is that like Latin? You know what I mean? At all?
Each year? Sure.
No, you don't know at all? Oh.
I didn't do Latin.
No, well, I didn't do Latin either, but it's just, you know, like,
I just feel you went to, like, a smart school. I feel like they taught you Latin.
They taught me things?
Yeah, they taught you Latin.
I learned things.
Yeah. I went to, like, a normal public school with, like, fucking 70 kids in my class. They didn't give a shit.
Solid. So, yeah. So et al. Is not part of your education.
Nah.
All right. Moving on. It's the Queens of the Court podcast. We're here to talk to you about all your news and excitement in women's basketball this week. It was another eventful week in the WNBA.
In the dub.
And around the world. Before we jump into like all of our like exciting headlines, I think I just need to tell everyone like when they can catch the games.
Yeah, I like starting with that.
Let's start with it.
Just jump in.
If you want to catch a WNBA, blah, 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 a WNBA game this week, you can catch one on Tuesday at 1 p.m. July 9th on Twitter.
Tweets.
Sparks and Wings.
Tweeters.
That was Tuesday, July 9th, 1 p.m. on Twitter. You can catch The Sun and the Dream. That's Connecticut and Atlanta. On Wednesday, July 10th at 11 a.m. on NBA TV.
Dope. 11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Glad I have off from work.
And then you can catch the Phoenix Mercury and the Washington Mystics at 11:30 on Wednesday, the 10th. 11:30 a.m. on Twitter.
Tweets.
So two 11 a.m. games on Wednesday.
That's dope.
I know, right? You can catch the Phoenix Mercury take on the Connecticut Sun Friday, July 12th. At 8 p.m. on ESPN2. And then Sunday, July 14th, two games on NBA TV, 3 p.m. Los Angeles Sparks and Atlanta Dream, 7 p.m. Phoenix Mercury and Minnesota Lynx.
Dope.
What's the matchup you're most excited about this week, John?
Me. So, Aces Mystic.
Mm-hmm. Saturday at 7?
Yeah, that's my jam on CBS Sports Network.
What do you like about that matchup?
I think it's the top two teams right now. You know, one of the top two teams, at least with the Mystics, and then top three team with the Aces, you know? So I think the Aces right now are playing a lot better than the Connecticut Sun. So they could easily be the number two team. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm really excited for that. Asia Wilson's playing awesome, and Elena Deladon's playing. The Mystics look the best by far. They look like, oh, we're going back to the championship again. So I'm loving that matchup. Hopefully Deladon's fine. I mean, her face injury is what, just like a bloody nose kind of deal.
Unclear.
She was like, "I'm good."
They just labeled it like a face injury, so it's unclear really what it is.
Hopefully, she didn't like break her nose or something like that.
Yeah, I know, right? Hopefully, it's something she just comes right back from.
I would love to see her in the mask, though. She'd probably shred in a mask.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I'd
love to see her in a mask.
Yeah, I like when the players go.
Like, would she wear like a fancy mask?
When players go into like the mask persona,
masquerade.
Yeah, it's fun. I feel like they always, it's like either one of two things. They like play better in the mask or they play way worse.
How it goes, right?
Well, one of those why would options. They play better, you know? But they usually play better.
Who plays better in a mask?
I feel like they had like, you know, D-Wade back in the day.
What?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever. We're off topic.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm rambling.
I'm really excited about things.
Yeah,
for
who
asking.
You like?
Thanks
who
for
you
asking.
Like?
I'm really excited about the Phoenix Mercury and the Washington Mystics. I'm, despite where they are in the rankings, Phoenix is still just a team that I just get turned on by.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm real excited by Phoenix all the time, and I think that they'll pose a challenge for the Mystics because of you know, Brittany Griner's always a challenge for everyone, and I expect Diana Taurasi back. For that game?
The Diana Taurasi watch.
Taurasi watch. We don't know where she is.
We're on week number 10 or 11. Week 11 at
we
this point.
We think she's coming back this week, but you know they talked like maybe they were going to drop
two
her
weeks
last
ago.
Week.
2 weeks ago,
I know, but
actually.
Then also last week they were like, maybe she's coming back. Nope.
Just kidding.
Maybe next week.
Lying.
Anyway, so keep your eyes peeled for a Taurasi sighting.
So she'll maybe play this season.
I hope she plays against the Mystics because I'm excited about that game.
Yeah, I'm excited about, I mean, I want the Mercury to keep playing what they can play at. I like when they give it their all because I feel like Brittany Griner at times looks like she's taking some time off, but is she really? Because like she's averaging, I think she's averaging the most in the
WNBA.
She's
the league leader in points.
And like,
yeah, and she's in the top 10 in rebounds.
And like she had a couple incredibly efficient nights the last few games. I think
she's dope.
Yeah, she's super dope. I know. And there's...
You think
but
she
that's
takes
the
nights
thing.
Off?
That's the thing. If you go look at their fans and go like, go listen to what people say about her, it's like they try and shit on her still. And it's like she's so dominant and she's so good all the time. But it's like
I feel like people expect her to, like she's one of those players that people think she's not allowed to have on off night or she's not allowed to have.
I agree,
and I think that's unfair, especially because I think most teams. They try to double her.
It's not only that. It's a part of the system, though, too. It's not like she's ever going to be like, give me the ball at the top of the key and I'll go make it work. You have to get her the ball in position.
Yeah.
And sometimes the team just doesn't find her.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what happens to big women all over the place.
That's true.
It's just...
You rely on your guards
to
get you the ball.
And if they don't get it to you, you're beat. So... I do think it's part of that, and I don't think it's anything that on her.
Touche, my wise friend.
Yeah. And Dawana Bonner's playing amazing. So I feel like the team really needs Taurasi back because you're missing that three-point play, and that's why they're playing a lot of close games. All their games are close, right?
Yeah, they've been very close. Well, like,
and they're not putting up a ton of like high scoring games.
Here's
either.
The weird thing. The weird thing is right. The weird thing is that they're like, you know, bottom three in points per game in the league, but they have two of the top three scorers in the league.
Yeah, it's weird. It's
crazy.
Really weird. Yeah, that's
so. That just goes to show how not balanced they are from an attacking standpoint, and why getting Diana Taurasi back is going to be huge.
Yeah, you really need to see them expand that court, expand the court, you know?
Expand it.
Expand.
Boom. Want to jump into the rundown?
Yeah, run it down.
All right, we're going to run down some things that, you know, we want to mention,
run me down.
But, like, we don't really want to talk about.
Yeah, we're not going to, like, get into it, but.
Headlines this week, so, like, Sparks, first franchise in WNBA to get to 450 wins.
Congrats.
Such an arbitrary number.
Yeah, but it's a number.
Milestone. You know,
yeah,
good job.
It's a number.
Go Sparks. You're the winningest team in dub history.
Congrats.
So that's cool. Spain won the Euros over France. And the Chicago Skies. I'm going to mispronounce this name. I'm real sorry. Just real sorry.
Yeah, I was letting you do
Astoundur,
this.
Astoundur.
Great job.
Was named the tournament MVP. I'm so sorry.
Great job.
We're going to work on that.
We love you.
Six teams from this tournament have gotten the right to represent Europe in the Olympic qualifying tournaments next year.
Okay.
So that's Spain, France, Serbia, Great Britain, Sweden, and Belgium. So congratulations to those teams.
Cool. Good job. Way to go.
Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto. They're throwing out their official bid by the end of the summer. To bring a WNBA team there. So
for next summer.
For next year's team.
Yeah,
for next year's season.
This move quick.
Quick. And they're trying to get it done as quick as possible. Hopefully another area will emerge as well, because you don't want to see an unbalanced league.
They're not going to add a team. They're going to move a team, or they're going to add a couple. Okay. I think they're more likely to move a team. They're more likely to purchase a team and move them to Toronto.
Yeah, I could see that too. But hopefully it's not that, and it's an expansion. And
honestly?
They said it's not definite Toronto, but it is Canada. Somewhere in Canada, okay. Hopefully Toronto area.
Honestly, like I just think the fact that they're...
They want it?
So bad, and they were Give on it so fast, yeah. And like they were just like, you know what? Fuck it, we're doing this.
Yeah,
and they're just doing it. I love it. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I like it a lot.
I think it's great for the sport. I think it's going to be great for the players. It's great. I'm excited. All right. It's Toronto. And then what about the viewership?
Oh, so WNBA so far is up 64% on TV this year in viewership.
TV ratings?
Yeah, TV ratings.
That's dope.
That's good, right? Yeah,
that's great.
I'll take it. Anything positive is good for the WNBA. So I'm really happy that people are watching now that they're giving people more opportunities to watch.
Totes. Even though like all these like games on Twitter are like 1 p.m. in the middle of a work day.
Yeah, but I mean like,
but, like that's a great time to watch.
People at work right, are just I mean. Popping on tweeters.
It almost makes you wonder like, you know, who actually gets work done? You know, because so many people at companies, you know, sit at their desk and
do like
watch
four
things
other
on
things.
Twitter.
Yeah.
And don't, like... Like, you know, it's remarkable.
But you're not really watching. It's like you probably have it on the background and, like, listening.
Sure. Sure. Let's go with that.
Sure.
All right. Let's talk about some of our top stories for the week.
Top stories.
Chelsea Gray recorded a triple-double for the Sparks this week.
Triple-double.
Eighth regular season triple-double in WNBA history, to give you an idea of how rare it is.
Yeah.
It's not like a Russell Westbrook situation where people are averaging triple-doubles in the WNBA.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
So, good on Chelsea Gray. 13 points, 13 assists, and 10 boards. And the Sparks.
She was one of my spotlight queens earlier this year.
Sparks are back, man. They look good. Three-game win streak. Capped off with a, you know, convincing win over Washington. I know that Deladon didn't play, you know, really didn't impact that game. But still, you got to beat, you know, this great team.
The team has a ton of weapons. So
what team?
The Spark. Yeah. So it was about, I just feel like it was a little, we needed to add Candace and then get the chemistry down and then we'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. It seems like... Yeah, they righted that ship, and like NECA looked great. You know, Chiney's like they figured out this is the role she's gonna play. Basically, I mean, it's a lesser role, but for that team, it's gonna probably be pretty impactful though. So,
I mean, sure, you need your bench to perform for you when they come on,
but you have like a player like her to come on come on the floor for, you know, and
I mean,
15
they have a
to 20
stacked
minutes
bench. I mean, they have a stacked bench. You know, not just Chiney, but, you know, Elena Beard is coming off the bench. She's been WNBA, like, you know, Defensive Player of the Year, you know, a couple times. You know, they're getting really strong play from Rakuna Williams and Ruffin Pratt, Tierra Ruffin Pratt. They've been really solid, too.
Yeah, you know, and you got the rooks.
In supporting roles to, like, the stars that you think of, like Candace Parker and Chelsea Gray. And, but this is why I picked them at the beginning of the year and why I'm standing behind them as, like, you know, title threats.
Yeah.
Like, I picked Mystics and Sparks were my two to be the title threat this year. At this part of the season, I feel pretty good about that, but I'm got to throw in... Phoenix, Mercury, and the Aces as potential threats. And the Sun. Bye.
So those are like the four. Like, I look at like there's three tiers in the WNBA right now. It's those four.
Break it down.
Those four. Then the next four would be like you're talking Sky, Storm, who else we got in there? Who am I missing? Sun.
You put the Sun in that second tier?
Yeah.
Lynx?
And the Lynx. Those are the four in that tier. And then the bottom tier would be like, you know, Liberty, Fever.
You don't put the Liberty up higher in the second tier?
No, because that's what it's going to be. And then I think the Liberty has a chance to fight for that last spot. But
I don't know, man. I think the Liberty is going to finish the season with a better record than the Sky.
Vandersloot's really good, and I think Tina Charles still shoots too much.
They're all really good. I mean, everyone on both those teams. Yeah, but like
everyone's good.
But the Liberty are getting back Amanda Zawi and Bria Hartley.
Totally.
I mean,
I love it.
Pickups to bring back onto the squad.
And they've been playing good while they've been gone too. So which has been real nice, and the team's getting better, and I like.
They just had a 4-game winning streak snapped.
Yeah.
I mean, so they've been winning.
Yeah, and then they lost almost by 40.
I mean, whatever.
So I'm just saying they're going to have their ups and downs all year, I think. So I think they might run off a few games here and there, lose a few games.
But you heard it here. I'm predicting that they're going to finish ahead of the Sky, and you don't agree with that.
I don't know. I like the Sky.
Okay.
I like the Sky more and more as the year has gone on, but I do like the Liberty more and more as the year has gone on. I just think they're. Sure, if you want to add them to that second tier and then have the bottom tier be the clear-cut, you know, Fever, Dream, and Wings, like, sure.
Okay.
By themselves, like, definitely. I get it. Yeah.
That's definitely what I would do.
Okay, but, I get that.
And also, I got to be honest, like, I'm starting to be concerned about the Seattle Storm. They've lost 3 in a row. I feel like injuries are catching up to them, and I don't know how much they're able to hold on if they don't get some help.
Yeah, I mean, do we know how long Jewel Lloyd's out for?
Was it 2 to 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Was what they said?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know when Jewel Lloyd's coming back. We don't know when Sue Bird is coming back. We know that Stewie's not coming back.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. Yes, you are right.
I mean, they've been impressive getting this far with a 500 record, but like,
I am concerned. But it's like the same thing saying that you'd be concerned about the Sun. The Sun are just.
I mean, I am concerned about the Sun. I just don't even want to talk about them this week because they only had one game at home and lost it. And I'm just upset about the Sun collapsing again right now. And I'm just hopeful that they fix it. Of course we like them.
We like all of you girls.
Kurt
but Miller. Yeah, but we like Kurt. We like that team.
Yeah. They got to sort their shit out.
Yeah, sort your shit. All right. Where you want to go next? Steer this boat.
Where you want? I mean, we can talk about Vegas. Want to talk about that earthquake?
A little earthquake during the game.
That was pretty epic. So for those of you who don't know... during the Mystics and Aces game in Las Vegas, the second of the kind of, you know, big earthquakes in Southern California, the one that registered 6.9 on the scale, hit and, you know, shook Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
To a point where they decided to cancel the game at halftime with the Mystics up by 15. I think it was just a ploy by Vegas ownership.
Just like, yo.
They were just like, yo, just cancel this one.
They pulled a...
We're down.
They pulled an Ocean's 11, or Ocean's, was it 13, and shook the building, and was like, yo, shake this whole shit.
I mean...
Shake this building, we gotta cancel all this.
If Vegas ownership could induce, like, earthquakes every time they wanted to, like,
They did it in a movie.
That'd be dope.
Everything in movies is true, right?
Totally. Ace's ownership did it in the movie?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, like,
you know, people, they did it. They figured it out. They did it. You could do it.
Yeah. Isn't that what that awful movie The Core is about, too?
Maybe.
Inducing earthquakes across the world and breaking the Earth's core.
Damn, crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I saw the video of it. It was actually kind of scary to me. Because, like,
yeah,
you see that score. Scary. You fucking see that scoreboard shaking like that, like it was swaying back and forth, like being on the court. I'd be like, "Yep, I'm done."
Have you ever been in like a big earthquake like that?
No, yeah, you're from California, right?
I've been in a big earthquake. I was working in a movie theater, and a big earthquake hit, and the entire box office and concessions stand was just shaking. And I thought it was like this like supervisor I had who was kind of like a, you know, alpha douchebag who just like walked up and started like shaking shit. Like, you know, I was like, oh my God, dude, leave me alone.
Yeah.
And I turned around and the whole building was shaking and like freaked out. And then like all the theaters like emptied. We had to refund everyone there too. Oh my God, it was a nightmare.
I would have been like, you, we all had to deal with this earthquake. That doesn't mean you get your money back.
No, they did, though. We had to give them their money back. Had to process returns forever. Yeah. It was crazy. Anyway.
Yeah, that is
earthquakes
nuts.
Are freaking freaky. I mean, like, the ground moves, you know?
Everything's
like that episode
moving.
Of Fresh Prince, like, where he's, like, hiding under the table, like, the ground moved, baby. The ground moved. It's scary. You know, you don't know. The chasms open up. People fall into, like, you know, the nothingness. A la Indiana Jones.
I was going to say, that sounds like a movie thing, too.
I mean, doesn't that happen in Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade?
Yeah, but that's like a movie thing.
Dude, that shit happens.
Nah.
You don't think, like, chasms open up during earthquakes and people die?
Not often. They see it starting to crack, and they're like, let me move to the other side.
I mean, I think you give people too much credit for keeping a cool head in the face of the ground opening
up.
I don't think
it opens up as quick as like we're making it. It's just like shoo, open.
No. You're right.
You got a couple seconds while this is going down.
So the earthquake happened, and the Mystics and the Aces had to cancel the game. Anyway, but Vegas has been looking better. Right?
I mean, yeah. Still really wondering where Kelsey Plum and Jackie Young are.
But like, you know,
the sense
three,
of scoring.
Other three look good.
Great.
Liz Cambage, Asia Wilson, K-Mac,
yeah.
McBride.
They're all playing great. The bench is playing pretty good,
right
too.
I mean, right now, based on All-Star voting, we got a update. All-Star update this week.
All-Star update.
Four of the five Vegas starters were in the top 20 in votes. Three teams didn't have anyone in the top 20 for votes.
I mean, that's really cool that they're...
It's
they're,
just fans.
It's their fans.
But, like, that's dope that Vegas has fans like that.
And they're hosting. That's... Yeah.
Yeah. It's really good.
So, the best... What I read was the two best teams right now with attendance so far this year are the Mercury.
Mercury's always top.
And the Spark right now. So they're both averaging a little bit over 10,000 per game. And then it's the Sun and Sun Vegas and the Lynx all averaging like around like 8,000.
Okay.
Which is pretty good. But that's amazing that their fans are getting out there and doing that.
It's great.
Vote.
I mean,
people
vote.
It was
a great move. It was a great move to go from San Antonio to Vegas. I feel like Vegas, you know, is just ripe to embrace, you know, professional sports, men or women, so it's great.
Yeah. Should we hit on this while we're here? The voting?
Hit on whatever you want while you're here.
Just like a quick little update. Deladon's leading all-star voting with 20,000 votes. Then Asia and Liz back to back.
Dope.
Jonquel Jones, Natasha Howard, Candace Parker, Dwanna Bonner.
Parker?
Yep.
She didn't even play the first half of the season.
Star power.
All right, whatever. Who else?
Dwanna Bonner, Brittany Griner,
okay.
Nafisa.
Okay, well, I get it. That's fair.
Sylvia Fowles,
mm-hmm.
Jewel Lloyd,
mm-hmm.
NECA,
mm-hmm.
Tina Charles,
mm-hmm.
Kayla McBride,
mm-hmm.
Chelsea Gray. That's like your top 15 right there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and then Chennai, Kelsey Plum, Diamond DeShields, Christy Tolliver, and Diana Taurasi round out the top 20.
Taurasi?
Yeah.
Taurasi hasn't even played a minute.
Star power, baby.
Yo. Remember, you know, that reminds me of that year.
Kobe.
That
Kobe made the All-Star the one year.
What's her name? Shoni Schimmel was voted in as an All-Star starter. And didn't even start for her team and barely got minutes played.
That's amazing.
Because people just loved her flair.
I love Shoni.
And her style.
I remember you showing me.
Yeah.
Showing me Shoni.
She just had the best passes and just really exciting, fun player. It's too bad she couldn't play a high-paced defense, but what are you going to do?
Yep. But, yeah, so the All-Star game, Saturday, July 27th, 3:00, ABC. Get your votes in. Keep voting.
Vote for your favorites.
You can do it on Google, WNBAAllStar.com, and then also on the app. So get it done. Get more votes in. Do it, people. Do it. All right, what you got? Where are we going?
Sue Bird made a guest appearance this week in France.
Yeah.
Supporting girlfriend Megan Rapinoe as she won the World Cup, the Golden Boot, and the Golden Ball.
Shout out women's national soccer team.
Yeah, U.S. women's national team. Great job. Amazing run.
We're going to go to that parade on Wednesday, too. We'll see you guys there.
Yeah, we'll see you at the parade.
Parade.
Wave to us.
Yeah.
But just, you know, what a power couple.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know how people, like, have those couples that, like, you know, they idolize and they look up to and, you know, they're like, oh, man, I wish my relationship was like those people, you know, and that kind of thing?
Totally.
And, like, with those couples break up, like, your whole notion of, like, you know, relationships is shaken.
Totally.
They're like that for me.
Yeah, like, you would be like, what
if they, like, split up, I'd be devastated.
Devastated because what they do, what they stand for, how they act, everything that goes on is just between those two, and how they act to each other, they're just adorable. And, oh, and like, they're everything that's, like, right.
They're so smart. They're, like, so socially conscious. They just
every move they make seems very calculated, but almost just off the cuff, too. Like it's just true to who they are.
Yeah.
But it's so with a purpose, like, most of...
Purpose.
Yeah.
Yes. Not calculated. That almost sounds manipulative, but purpose. There is purpose in everything they do.
Yeah.
And I think that what they do, what they've both done for their sport and for women in their sport is remarkable, that they would connect in this way, and like, and just, it's just so amazing.
So
special.
Some stats: 5 Olympic gold medals between them, 4 FIBA World Cups between them, 3 NCAA championships, 3 WNBA championships, and 2 FIFA World Cups.
Yeah, I mean, like, move over, Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like, this is America's new power couple.
So incredible. Sue Bird's Player Tribune article that she wrote the other day to
the president hating my fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
That was great.
It's awesome. It's a great read. Like, it was seriously funny, insightful into the two of them, of how they both act. Like, just awesome to see. Like a little insight into their life.
Yeah.
Like,
and
that.
And look, here we are, 2 middle-aged, well, maybe you're not middle-aged, but middle-aged-ish white dudes that are just super inspired by, you know, strong female athletes.
Yeah.
You know, and so, you know, it's working. You know, what you're doing is working. Your voice is reaching people. Keep projecting your voice, right?
Yeah. I mean, what those two mean for a lot of people and what they have done for a lot of people because of how outspoken they are about huge topics in this country. It's just, yeah, it means the world. So thank you.
And, like, I don't know, but, like, for me, you know, everything, all the chatter around the World Cup and what, like, Megan Rapinoe, you know, got into, and the U.S. national team being criticized for being, you know, arrogant or this or that or disrespectful or whatever it might be, they've just handled themselves so well, and it just makes me, like, excited to just be alive at this time in our development as a culture. To see these things, you know, really take off, and you know, here we are trying to just be a part of it,
yeah.
You know, trying to do whatever we can to help promote these powerful women and just help promote, like, you know, love of the sport and just, you know, appreciation and respect.
Yeah, I bought that Megan Rapinoe shirt.
I know,
it was dope.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's her in that stance, but with, like, the rainbow colors.
Yeah, so dope.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, we just wanted to, you know, shout out to all y'all.
Power Cup.
Power Couple. Congratulations, women's national team.
Yeah.
Dominant World Cup performance.
Awesome to see that she went out there and was able to go out there. Yeah. Even though she is hurt, but...
And, you know, while we're at it, how about a shout-out to 15-year-old Corey Goff at
Coco.
Wimbledon.
What up, girl?
So, again, for those of you who don't know, 15-year-old American tennis sensation Corey Goff was the youngest woman to qualify for Wimbledon in the open era to go through qualifying rounds, and won her first 3-round matches in Wimbledon, made it to the 4th round.
I mean, she lost to a former champion.
Right, to a former champion and world number one, Simona Halep.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an easy match. So, just real exciting. You know, what a star
she looked like.
She
got kind of sick during the match, too. She had to get, like, she had to take a pill from the doctor and everything like that. So, it's like... Yeah, she's 15-year-old on that big stage. Look at women's sports taking over the headlines.
Yeah,
like who? Baseball has got like their All-Star break coming up, and nobody gives a shit. Like people cared about the World Cup and Coco Gauff.
Yep,
two women's sports dominating the headlines these past week.
It's amazing. And just like you know. Just because, you know, I can't help it. Shout out to Nike, because I just feel like Nike has done an amazing job supporting and promoting
KD,
female athletes for a while.
KD on his Instagram posted all this stuff about what Nike did for the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And they sponsor 14 of the 24 teams that were involved with it. They were... they had the final three of the final four teams. They had the golden boot. Like everybody that's done that was sponsored by Nike. Yeah. And they've made all these things because of that.
It's great.
And, you know, the number one selling jersey was on Nike.com.
They've done amazing partnering with Serena.
Yeah. I mean, what they've done, they keep doing for women's sports and all the shout outs. And, like, it's amazing that they're the ones that see the change.
Yeah, and they're I don't know, their commercials are impactful to me.
Impactful.
They've got great messages in their commercials.
Yeah. They're the one company that's on the right side of history a lot of the time. They make a lot of great decisions. So,
cool.
Spotlight Queens. Yeah, who you got?
We're going to do some spotlighting now. We've kind of run through the...
Should I go? Actually, I'll go just because... I'll go because mine will tie back into our last subject.
What?
I'm highlighting Sue Bird.
Hey, girl.
What up? So, Sue's been out. She has been playing. But she is very active on social media.
Mm-hmm.
She's out there always pushing her voice, pushing, you know, the greatness of the WNBA and women's sports and just, you know,
love
everything. Just everything that she does is amazing. So, definitely going to say go follow her, check her out. She was just over at the World Cup this past week. She's getting back to the storm, and she'll be on the bench on the sidelines because she even made it a point to say that she wasn't going to any other games because she needs to be on the sideline with her team, helping her team grow, making sure she's there so that when she does come back, they all have that chemistry again right off the bat when she gets back. So, Sue Bird, we salute you.
What's her Instagram?
Her Instagram is sbird10.
We do love Sue Bird. I can't wait for her to come back.
Her Instagram is so fun and just, you know, very light, but it also has, like, serious tones to it at times.
Oh.
And, you know, she posts that a link to that Players Tribune article on there. Yeah. So follow her. Go read that article. Love Sue Bird.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's been, you know, the biggest ambassador for women's basketball for a long time. And, everything we've just said about her and Megan Rapinoe still applies to her.
Yep.
So, Sue Bird.
Sue Bird.
Beast mode.
Beast. She's a beast.
Okay, who you got? So I wanted to spotlight someone who just got traded to a new team this year and is really adjusting well to her new digs. She's a player that I love to watch in college. She's a super dangerous lefty off the dribble. Odyssey Sims.
Oh, yeah,
and
girl.
What a dope name, too, by the way.
Yeah, dope name.
Yeah. Odyssey Sims is my spotlight queen. She is, I think right now she's technically considered a shooting guard for Minnesota, but she's a point guard. She's been dishing out, like, you know, 7-8 assists a game. She's been scoring at a high clip for them, and she looks every bit like the replacement Minnesota needs for some of their aging and departed stars. She's a great replacement for Lindsey Whalen. She adds a new dimension to that team. She and Nafisa Collier are going to be really fun to build around.
I think you're spot on with that.
And
she's a fun player.
She's a fun. She's a dynamic player. She's a gritty player too. Like, yeah, when I watch her play, she, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, I'm a little intimidated by her at times when I watch her play because she's fierce.
You told me about that.
And I felt that way when she played at Baylor with Brittany Griner when they played together. She was just fierce, and like, she was amazing, and
you just made sure to highlight that to me before the first time I saw her play. And as soon as I saw her play, I was like, oh girl.
Right?
Like, watch out for her.
Yeah,
like,
she doesn't fuck around.
She plays tight D.
Yeah.
And I love, like, she's great at, she has a lot of steals. She's just in your face, like, right up in you all the time. Yeah. And then on offense, she's just
dynamic.
Dynamic. Yeah. She goes to the hole, like, I'm just going to take this. I got this. Like,
yeah.
Not afraid to shoot, not afraid to put up the shots, but she's a pretty smart player on the other side of that, too. So,
and so her Instagram is, you know, it's really cute because it's a lot of the basketball stuff, but then there's, like, you know, every once in a while she just, like, posts, like, just, like, a random, like, picture of her, like, doing something with whoever she's with, and she's just, like, real, like, seems, like, real kind of, like, humble and, like, really, like, within herself is what I get from, like, when I look at her, and she has this smile. It's just, it's one of those, like, smiles that you're like, yo, are you on, like, a toothpaste commercial? Not just because, like, your teeth are hella white, but, like, also just because, like, you're just like, I don't know.
Just, it's brightening.
Yeah, it is. It's just, she has this great smile. So, anyway, you should follow her on Instagram. I love me some Odyssey Sims. You can follow her at 1_LuckyLefty. So that's ONE_LUCKYLEFTY. 1 Lucky Lefty.
Done. Followed.
So yeah, follow Odyssey Sims. She's awesome. Follow Sue Bird. She's awesome. Follow Megan Rapinoe. She's awesome.
Yes.
At M Rapinoe.
Yes.
Yeah, find her. She's worth it.
Follow all these people.
And follow us. Follow us. Yeah,
follow us.
Yeah, let's spotlight ourselves.
QOTC Podcast.
At QOTC Podcast. We just try to, like, you know, inform you about, you know, random stuff that comes up that we want people to know about.
Yep.
So, boom.
We love women's basketball, women's sports, and sports. Everything.
And women.
And women. But we're gay, so we don't actually love you. Not like that. So, this was fun. I had a great episode. This is a good episode.
I had a great time today.
Great time.
Happy summer.
Happy summer. I'm going to go play kickball, and you're not, so you're hurt.
My back hurts.
Okay. But thanks for coming. To all the women we talked about, we salute you.
We salute you. And make it rain.
Make it rain, girl. Make it rain.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. Make it rain, girl. Make it rain.